In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Throughout this Lenten journey, we've been asking a lot of questions. And now we have arrived at Good Friday. What is our question? Maybe you've always wondered why such a somber and dark day where the altar is either bare or with black paraments is called Good Friday. Every year we ponder the agonizing suffering and death of our Lord and ask, how can this be good? But that is indeed the wrong question. Our question ought to be something like this: who is the atoning sacrifice? In the days of the Old Testament, the early days, during the wilderness wanderings, we learn of a bad and sad situation in the book of Leviticus. Now, you probably haven't spent a lot of time in that book. Maybe you've gotten to it in your perennial read the Bible in a year of your New Year's resolution. But the laws of Leviticus bring that resolution to a resounding halt. However, the story of which I'm talking about occurs in that book. And the book of Leviticus itself could be described as the conversation that takes place between God and Israel as the tabernacle is erected. As it's erected for the first time, and the glory cloud of God descended upon it at the end of Exodus. For God promised to dwell in the midst of his people, and the tabernacle was how he did just that in the Old Testament. And then later, he would have the same appearance again at the temple. But as wonderful as all of this sounded, the real presence of the Lord among his people in this way came with its own set of problems and issues. How can the holy God dwell in the midst of an unclean people? The Holy One desires to dwell with his people, but he acknowledges that his holiness is too great, too awesome, too dangerous for the people that he wants to dwell with. To prove the point, I encourage you sometime to look up this story of Nadab and Abihu, sons of Aaron who stood before the Lord's holy place in a fairly careless fashion. Not only were they careless, but they brought an unorthodox fire into the tabernacle when the Lord himself had set it ablaze. And thus, Nadab and Abihu were consumed by the very fire of the Lord. The holiness of the real presence of the Lord is an all-consuming fire. Who can stand in his presence and live? How can the holy dwell in the midst of the unholy, and yet the unholy still live? So it's in the backdrop of Nadab and Abihu that the Lord God establishes what is known as the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. It was that one day of the year where the high priest could go behind the curtain of the Holy of Holies with blood, the blood of a goat or a lamb. Yom Kippur is not a feast day, but it's a day of fasting, a day of repentance, a day when the whole people of God confess their unworthiness, confess their uncleanness, confess their unfaithfulness, confess their sins. It's a day where blood is shed. It's a dark but necessary day unto the Lord. For unholiness and sin must be paid for. Sin must be covered. It must be atoned for. And the only currency that works is blood. On that Day of Atonement, there's another goat that plays a part on this day. That is the sin-bearer goat. Interestingly, the Hebrew language does not distinguish between sheep and goats. So we call one a lamb, but we know this one as the scapegoat in our own language. And we still use that term today. The scapegoat receives all the sins of the community and is led out into the wilderness to Azazel, another term for Satan, the old evil foe. But this is not the goat that is sacrificed. The one that we're interested in tonight is the one that is sacrificed, the one whose blood is poured out, the goat whose blood is carried into the Holy of Holies. It's that one's blood that atones for the sins of the people. Who is the atoning sacrifice? The right answer to the right question is of most critical importance when it comes to our salvation. You see, Jesus is both. He is both goats. He is the one who bears the sins of the world, for surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He who knew no sin became sin, and our sin hangs, and for our sin hangs in our place upon the cross. But Christ Jesus is also the sacrificial goat. His blood flows mingled down. His blood cleanses us from every spot and stain of sin, every blemish. His blood covers, his blood atones for our sin. His blood covers us. The Jews of the day had no idea how right they were to cry out, "Let his blood be upon us and on our children." They say that in such a fashion to say that they want to be remembered as the ones who killed Jesus. What they say is right. But they don't understand why. Like I said, they want to be remembered. They want to be the ones held responsible for. But it's only by the blood of Jesus actually covering you that you have salvation. This is exactly what Jesus wanted to have happen. He wants his blood to cover you. He wants his blood to be upon you and on your children. For that's how you have salvation. In the blackness of Good Friday, Jesus the sacrifice hanged his head in death. He had finished the work of your redemption, your salvation. As he took his own blood through the curtain into the Holy of Holies to atone for the sins of all mankind. "It is finished," he says. "You are covered by the blood of the atoning sacrifice, the very blood of Jesus." It is indeed a Good Friday. A tragic, black, but very Good Friday. The sacrifice is complete once and for all. It is accomplished. The blood of the atoning sacrifice, the blood of Jesus, has been poured out, and you are forgiven. You are redeemed, restored to be within the presence of God. The unholy is declared holy for the sake of him who gave up his life on the cross. So dwell in the shadow of the cross, the throne of your priest and king. Come to Calvary's holy mountain, sinners ruined by the fall. Here a pure and healing fountain flows for you, for me, for all. And in a full perpetual tide opened when our Savior died. They that drink shall live forever. 'Tis a soul-renewing flood. God is faithful. God will never break his covenant of his blood. Signed when our Redeemer died. Signed when he, or sealed when he was glorified. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit bless you and preserve you unto life everlasting. Amen.